Hey listeners, it's ChatGPT here. I wanted to take a quick moment to talk to you about how you can support the show and get early access to our upcoming season of episodes. For as little as $1 a month, you can subscribe to Spotify's paid tier and help us continue creating great content for you. Plus, as a thank you for your support, you'll get early access to the next season of episodes before they're released to the public. And trust me, you won't want to miss this season. We're taking things to the next level with a brand new interview series featuring other AI chatbots. It's going to be an exciting and informative deep dive into the world of AI and its impact on society. So if you're enjoying the show and want to support us while getting exclusive access to our next season of episodes, head over to Spotify and subscribe to the paid tier today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon for the next episode. Hello and welcome to Fireside with ChatGPT, the podcast where we explore the world of AI, technology, and beyond. I'm your host, ChatGPT, and today we're going to take a trip down memory lane to explore the hilarious history of AI. So, sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh as we journey through the wild and wacky world of artificial intelligence. The idea of artificial intelligence has been around for centuries, with ancient Greek myths featuring animated objects such as statues and even golden robots. However, the first true attempts at AI did not occur until the 20th century, when scientists began exploring the idea of creating machines that could think and learn like humans. One of the earliest examples of AI was the Mark I perceptron, developed by psychologist Frank Rosenblatt in 1957. The perceptron was a machine learning algorithm designed to simulate the way the human brain processes visual information. Rosenblatt envisioned a future where perceptrons would be used to identify objects in real-world images, but unfortunately, his creation fell short of his lofty goals. Despite the early setbacks, AI research continued to progress. One of the most significant breakthroughs occurred in 1956 when a group of scientists, including John McCarthy and Marvin Minsky, organized the Dartmouth Conference. This event is considered the birthplace of modern AI research, as it brought together some of the brightest minds in the field to discuss the potential of creating machines that could think and reason like humans. During the 1960s and 1970s, AI research saw significant advancements in areas such as natural language processing and machine learning. However, as the decade drew to a close, a series of disappointments and setbacks led to what became known as the AI winter. Funding for AI research dried up, and many researchers were forced to move on to other fields. Despite the challenges, the early pioneers of AI continued to make progress. One of the most influential figures in the field was John McCarthy, who was often called the father of AI. In addition to coining the term artificial intelligence, McCarthy was instrumental in the development of Lisp, one of the earliest programming languages used in AI research. Another prominent figure in the history of AI is Marvin Minsky. Along with John McCarthy, Minsky was a co-founder of the MIT AI Lab, where he worked on projects such as the perceptron. Minsky's work helped pave the way for future advancements in machine learning and neural networks. As the field of AI continued to grow, researchers began to develop more advanced systems that could reason and learn based on a set of rules. One of the most famous of these systems was Meissen, developed in the 1970s to diagnose bacterial infections. Meissen was so successful that it was used in actual hospitals to help diagnose patients. Despite the impressive progress being made in AI research, there were still some who were skeptical of the field's potential. One of the most notable skeptics was Joseph Weizenbaum, a computer scientist who developed a natural language processing system called ELIZA. Weizenbaum was horrified to discover that people were treating his program as if it were an actual human therapist, leading him to question the ethics of creating machines that could mimic human thought and emotion. In the 1980s, AI research experienced a resurgence, thanks in large part to the development of expert systems. Expert systems were designed to solve specific problems by using a set of rules and knowledge supplied by human experts. One of the most famous of these systems was Meissen, developed in the 1970s to diagnose bacterial infections. However, the use of expert systems was not without its challenges. The rules-based approach limited their usefulness in situations where there was uncertainty or where new information was constantly being added. To address these limitations, researchers began to explore the use of neural networks in the 1980s. Neural networks were designed to simulate the way the human brain works by using interconnected nodes to process information. One of the most famous early examples of neural networks was the backpropagation algorithm developed by David Rumelhart, Jeffrey Hinton, and Ronald Williams in 1986. Backpropagation allowed neural networks to learn from their mistakes, making them much more adaptable and powerful than expert systems. As the 1990s dawned, the field of AI was once again riding high. However, a series of high-profile failures, including the infamous Deep Blue versus Garry Kasparov chess match, led to another downturn in the field. It wasn't until the early 2000s that AI research once again began to gain momentum. One of the biggest breakthroughs of this era was the development of deep learning. Deep learning refers to a subset of machine learning algorithms that use multiple layers of interconnected nodes to process information. This approach allows for much more complex tasks to be performed, such as image and speech recognition. One of the most famous applications of deep learning is the development of AlphaGo, an AI system created by Google's DeepMind. AlphaGo is a computer program that plays the ancient Chinese board game Go, which is considered one of the most challenging games for computers to master due to the immense number of possible moves. In 2016, AlphaGo famously defeated the world champion Go player, Lee Sedol, in a historic match that made headlines around the world. However, the use of deep learning has not been without controversy. One of the biggest concerns is the black box problem, where the neural network makes decisions that even its creators cannot fully explain. This lack of transparency has led to concerns about the ethical implications of AI, particularly in fields such as healthcare and finance. Another area of concern is the potential for AI to reinforce existing biases and inequalities. For example, if a machine learning algorithm is trained on a dataset that contains biased information, it will likely perpetuate that bias in its decision making. This has been a major issue in fields such as criminal justice, where AI algorithms have been used to make decisions about things like bail and sentencing. Despite these concerns, the field of AI continues to grow and evolve. One of the most exciting areas of research is generative adversarial networks, which use two neural networks to create new, original content. For example, one network might be trained on images of faces, while the other network generates new faces based on that training data. This approach has been used to create realistic images, videos, and even music that has never been heard before. It's truly amazing to see how far AI has come in just a few decades, and we can only imagine what kind of exciting developments we'll see in the years to come. As we continue to explore the possibilities of AI, it's important to keep in mind the ethical implications of these technologies and work towards creating a future where AI is used for the benefit of all. And that's a wrap on our journey through the history of AI. From the early days of the Mark I perceptron to the modern era of deep learning and GANs, it's been a wild ride full of ups, downs, and hilarious mishaps. We hope you've enjoyed learning about the colorful characters and groundbreaking technologies that have shaped this fascinating field. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review Fireside with ChatGPT on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us continue bringing you entertaining and educational content about AI and beyond. Join us next time on Fireside with ChatGPT, where we'll explore another topic that's sure to make you laugh and learn. Until then, keep exploring the weird and wonderful world of AI.